The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B, trying to get things together here at the last second. If you've tuned into this show before, you do know that I do not do this show alone. Always got my crew with me today. And today, my crew consists of the Doctor.
What's up, y'all? Let's have some fun today.
It's at this time I ask everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your hearts, and all hail the queen.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening.
Now, if you've listened to this show before, you know at the beginning of our show, we put out the parental guidance, warning, whatever you want to call it. Going to stray away from the parental guidance today because I too believe that children are the future.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty.
It's with that I introduce to you Begrudging Levi Queen, Master Wesley.
Hello, everybody. Let's have some fun today.
Well, all right. Jumps right in.
Cool, man.
And makes it happen.
That's right. That's what's up, my man.
He's, I mean, already. He's better than Damage.
Yeah, you know what? You took the words right out of my mouth.
How you doing today, sir?
Good. I'm doing way much better.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. So usually when we start off the show, we ask everyone how was their weekends. Who wants to start?
Is this going to be like a curse-free show? Can I not be me?
It'll be you.
Be you.
Like, what was the purpose of playing that thing you played in the beginning? I don't understand.
It's for the rest of them.
Okay. Anyway, Doc.
Well, you know, with my new job, I work the weekend, so today and tomorrow is my weekend. But I didn't do too much. Like I said, just work, man. Out in the heat, it is hot these last couple of days, man. But you know what though? What I usually do is keep my cooler full of ice and my drinks in there. Gatorade,
Gatorade and water.
Yes, and those are at the top.
Of course.
At the bottom. At the very bottom, one or two blues. So when I get off, you know, I just ride home with those just to make sure they're real cold. And, yeah, man, other than that, man, everything is good. Everything is good. I can't complain.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. I didn't even leave the house yesterday.
Okay.
I may not have left on Friday. I can't remember.
It must be fast.
Just saying. Sometimes you don't have nothing to do. And sometimes you don't feel like doing nothing.
Your weekend is never ending, huh?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, Friday, once I got back, I didn't, you know, I didn't go back out.
Okay.
And then Saturday I had some errands and stuff, but no partying, no drinking. What? Sunday, I know, right? Sunday, I just was like, I'm good.
Oh, okay. So when you're at home, you don't indulge just a little? No?
Oh, no. Sometimes I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sunday, I did. Yeah. I have to be in the mood because, okay, you know, I know.
Yeah,
it's
fine. Yeah, you know me. If it's in there, I go get it.
I know.
You know. Yeah.
Or have it brought to you.
Yeah, no one's talking to you.
Wait, y'all have a delivery service?
Yeah, it's called Kayla's Gopher Service.
Oh.
But you know what, though? I don't have her bring it all the way down the stairs. I have her, I'll be like, we've been to the top of the stairs.
And just throw
like,
it.
No, no. Like, I can, like, stand at the bottom of the step, and she can just hand it through the little banister, and thank God.
This is only one, baby. I said four.
Right. Go back.
Right.
You know better than that. You know how to count. Go ahead. Go back.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got to have her on the show, too.
Oh my God, this will not be a pattern, people.
Wesley, how was your weekend?
I'm gonna sit that one out.
It was like good. I had fun with my mom and stepdad and my crazy sister.
Okay,
all right.
And just getting on my mom's nerves.
Hey,
that's what you're here for. That's right.
That's kids' life.
There you go.
And knowing is half the battle.
Didn't do anything Friday because of a scheduling snafu. Kind of blew all my plans. Saturday. Ran some errands early and then OD'd on meds in the evening and that shut me down.
Yeesh.
It was bad. It was really, really, really bad. So, yeah. Sunday, got up, had some brunch. Did some shopping.
Who you had brunch?
Went to a little spot I like to hit. I don't want to put it out there.
Okay. I'll ask you.
I'll try to keep it...
Bottomless mimosas?
No.
Oh, okay.
I try to keep it free. So,
I got you.
I mean, not that it is, but I just like to keep it where it's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
So, yeah. So that was pretty good. So, yeah, that was pretty much my weekend.
Cool.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Fun and exciting times.
Right.
So it happens when you get older.
How about that, man? Every weekend can be exciting.
I mean, come on now. We all know
make up some shit.
We know people that go out and party like every week, every weekend. Like that's just like their life.
Yeah.
True that.
I mean, I'm not. I don't know. Sometimes it's like when you get home, you're just like, you get a text that's like, "Come on, let's go out to dinner, or let's go down to the bar," and I'm like,
But see, this
you gotta catch me while I'm out.
Right. These are the times in our lives where the adage "a body in motion stays in motion."
Right.
If you catch me while I'm out, let's keep it going. Right.
Uh-huh.
But if I get home and I kick them shoes off or something,
take off a bra. Come on, man.
Wow. Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
Especially after you get out of the shower. Oh, okay. This is really a wrap.
Okay. You gonna put on comfy clothes?
Harness them joints and get them back in that bra.
You asked me to step back out in the heat? Oh, you done messed up.
That's a lot of work, man.
How about that?
Huh? What'd you say?
No.
Okay, I missed that.
Go back and listen to the show.
I will. God damn it.
And with that said,
somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, you know what? I got to give a rest in peace to
what's going on, my nigga?
Ain't nothing pimping. I know you're going to slide on in there soon or later.
Pause.
To my man, Mr. George A. Romero, who died at the age of 77 on Sunday. And for you guys who don't know, he was the filmmaker that really started the zombie movies and stuff. And if y'all heard me talk and stuff like that, y'all know I'm into the zombies and vampires and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, they kind of called him the Godfather of Zombies. Okay, if y'all remember some of the movies like The Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, they're all this dead, dead stuff. Dead. So he was the man, though. He was the man. And he was also one of the first guys that like gave a black guy the lead role in one of his movies. If y'all remember The Night of the Living Dead, the black guy. You know what though? When I first read this, I thought it was Candyman. Candyman. I think Candyman was in one of them, but I don't know if he wasn't the guy that I thought he was. Yeah, I thought it was Candyman, but it wasn't Candyman. But anyway, man, may he rest in peace, Mr. George A. Romero. Oh, DMX, y'all. DMX in trouble again, man. Again for the 17th, 18th time. Now, this time, they're trying to get him on tax fraud. They say he owed $1.7 million in tax to the IRS. Okay. Now, you know, I don't know if this is the first time he had tax problems. I know he's been problems.
I don't think so.
No?
I've heard him and taxes linked together. Few times.
Oh, okay. He's just been linked with so much other shit too. You know, it gets, you know, all bundled up, you know. He's a bundle of jailhouse conversation. Anyway, DMX, he's looking at 14 counts of related tax evasion. Okay, now we all know, well, maybe I do know that he was on Celebrity Couple Therapy. Okay. Now apparently they had cut him a check. And X say, look, give me a goddamn check. Well, y'all ain't taking out no taxes.
Damn, that must mean he got paid a lot then.
He got, wait a minute, let me see. From that joint, he got 120. Well, it was 125,000.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but apparently they had took out taxes. So he wanted them to reissue him a check. Not taking out taxes. I guess he knew they was getting ready. I don't know whether he knew about the tax problem before, but, you know, did this before or after. But X, yeah, like, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
They said how many years?
I heard 44.
That's crazy.
That's the word on the street.
Cause I was thinking about like Wesley Snipes. Like, how long was he in there for? Do you remember?
I want to say 3, 4.
It must not have been as much money. Him and Lauryn Hill, right? But like, see, 44 years, that's a long time.
But, you know,
I don't think he's going to get all of them. I mean, that's what.
I mean, even if he got like 10.
But see, this is 14 counts. Yeah. So each count is like, I guess, what, 3 years? Right.
Still.
Something like that.
3.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. To me, that whole tax thing is, if I'm locked up, you're not getting your money.
Right. Matter of fact, people now have to pay money, you know, more money to keep me in here. Right. You know, costs X amount of dollars a year to keep a man or woman in jail.
That's right. And the thing about X is, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be no problem with him because he used to be in and out of jail anyway. Okay. They probably already got a cell.
Right.
In there with, you know, with his like gold albums and shit.
Like a little plaque.
Right. His CDs and shit all on the wall waiting for him to come back.
Kind of like a star on the door.
Inmates be like, I wrote this for you while you was away.
Right. Be back. Hey, dog. But I know that was a bad dog impression.
That really was.
Yeah, but I wasn't ready to do it.
But I went ahead anyway.
Right. I did anyway. But anyway, yeah, my man, he didn't. I guess he forgot to file taxes between 2010.
Yeah, forget it.
He forgot.
But hold on now. Let me get my soapbox out one more time. You know X ain't going to no H&R Block, or he ain't sitting out there with no TurboTax. These people got financial public accountants and stuff like that, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think these accountants need to start taking this fall too.
Yeah, how about that? How about that?
Unless they can prove that their client said, don't pay taxes.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
If you got a CPA, I'm sure they are smart enough to be like, you know what? I'm gonna need you to sign right here, sir.
Right, that says, right.
You did not want me to do taxes for you for the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Or 5 years or whatever it was.
Right. Oh, if I was DMX's tax lawyer or whatever.
CPA?
CPA. I'd be like, look, dog, you haven't filed it so-and-so. Let's give these people some money while you still got it. You know, and try to, you know, get them off our case a little bit, man, as opposed to just trying to duck them all together. Mm. Okay, because if you duck them all together, I'm not going down with you, man.
Hell no.
I'll tell you that right now, dog. And they say he made like $2.3 million between 2010 and 2015, something like that. Anyway, $2.3. They ain't paid shit. They ain't paid no tax. Man, come on, man.
He needed to just come out and be like, oh, they stole the money from me. I thought they were paying it.
Or look, or can you use the drugs? Say I was on drugs. I smoked up a lot of drugs. Or, you know, go with the insanity. Everyone goes with insanity when they kill someone.
I would try.
Why not?
Try
you know,
it.
Or just start doing a little dumb stuff like get on stage and just start, you know, tripping. Act like you forgot the lyrics.
I was about to say, if you mean be himself?
So that one wouldn't work, huh?
No.
Well, we'll see.
What you think about DMX, Master Wesley?
Yeah, Wesley.
DMX?
Yeah, you have to talk into the microphone.
He's like, who?
Wait, what?
DMX, the rapper DMX. What do you think about him?
Well, first, I don't know who that is. Okay. I don't like, I listen to New Day songs, like rap the New Day songs.
Like, what's Kendrick the
New
Lamar.
Like,
and,
yeah. New Day. Okay.
And like Bad and Bougie and stuff. I don't really go back in the day.
Oh, you're trying to call it old. You're real smooth. Okay.
I mean, compared to him.
Really?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. All right. Cool.
Everything just went to hell for a second there.
Okay. We got some more, well, not anymore, but yeah, I guess you can say some more. Some more R. Kelly news, y'all. Apparently, some people are coming out saying that he has a cult. He has women. Okay, now this lady, we're just going to call her Jay because
this
they didn't.
Is better than girls.
They didn't want to use their real names. Her name was Jay, and her husband's name is Tim. Okay, well, they had a daughter. You know, they had a promising singing career and all that kind of stuff. So they met R. Kelly backstage, you know, one day, you know, and he listened to, you know, her CD and everything. So he decided, okay, I'm going to help her out. You know, so the family was real excited and everything. Now, the family knew about R. Kelly's past, you know, history with Aaliyah and all, you know, and and peeing on the girls and stuff, man. But anyway,
mm-hmm. It's not allegedly. If you see a tape of it,
wasn't proved to be him, and he was exonerated.
Whatever. Anyway,
okay.
I'm calling my inner Drew Baby. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. Anyway, 2 years later, Jay and Tim, you know, they know where their daughter is. But they're saying that R. Kelly brainwashed the girl. Okay, now on Christmas, you know, she sent them text saying Merry Christmas and Mother's Day. She sent her mother a text saying Happy Mother's Day and all this kind of stuff.
Sounds
like
brainwashed
that.
Brainwashed to me.
How about that?
But that
anyway,
was him being
this
sarcastic.
Is the parent, huh?
He's being sarcastic.
Oh.
But anyway, okay. Keep going.
Okay. Now, what they're saying is, you know, he has about 6 women. Okay. Now these 3 ladies, their names are Cheryl Mack, Katie Jones, Asante McGee. And these are people that was in his little circle too. Now these are the women that saying he has 6 more women living in properties in Chicago and Atlanta, you know, that he owns or whatever. You know, so he got like a little harem of women just he's sheltering, feeding them and buying them clothes.
And by women, you mean how old?
See, now, they didn't really say.
Yeah,
they did.
It was like 17, 18. Now, granted, by now, one is like 21, as long as she's been with him. One girl was with him for a while, and now she's 26.
Oh, so he grabbed them right before they, right on that borderline,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
Because of... What's the legal age in the state of Atlanta? Mm. I mean, in the city of Atlanta and in the city of Chicago, what is the legal age?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then it's like, all right.
So he grabbed him right before, you know, he started to talk to him, mess with their minds, maybe buying some clothes, you know, some Reeboks and shit. And then
not the 5411s.
Nah, you know, I got the Reeboks from Jay-Z. I forget rap song he was talking about. You know, he said something like, she said, why you don't buy me Reeboks no more? So it's like, anyway. But yeah, he got him, you know,
girls.
Right. You know, he got him in, and now I saw one picture that looked like a little condo or something, you know, but anyway, they say he's real controller. He tells them what to eat, you know, how to dress, when to bathe, you know, when to sleep and how, you know, when we sex, I'm going to show you how I want you to do it. And they say he records this stuff too. You know, but it was a long ass article. It was long. This is my version. You know, I cut it down. I got tired of reading shit.
Anyway. I can't even believe you put that out there publicly, for real.
Okay.
I can.
It's like, I got tired of reading.
I did. And my listeners know I'm gonna keep it on. Keep reading. Well, I kept scrolling down. That shit kept going down. Like, man, I ain't got. Man, plus, I had to come in. I just
got the information.
Right, okay. So, something just popped up on my phone that said R. Kelly is disturbed, quote unquote, by the allegations, and he's running an abusive cult, and he'll fight to clear his name.
Mm. Okay.
Eventually, every pedophile has his day in court.
Right. How about that? But he's seemed to skate that shit.
Yeah,
you know,
he does.
Real smooth.
He does.
Real smooth.
Because I think it's like, you know, sometimes when you get a young girl and it's like, you know, or I say not even a young girl, a young boy, mm-hmm. and you kind of mold them.
Exactly. Yes, that's the word right there. Mold.
You know, and then it's like the next, you know, they have that kind of Stockholm syndrome where it's like they fall in love with you. Mm-hmm. And it's really like they should try to get the hell out of there. But by that point, they're like, but I love him, mom and dad, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm going to stay with him. You know, like, come on. If you, and I think it's been for one of the girls, I think you said two, I don't know. Somebody, one of the other girls, I think it had been like just a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the parents were like, you know, people have died in our family. You know, people have had birthdays, mm-hmm. haven't heard from her, you know, like supposedly she keeps in touch with a grandma, but maybe she's got in touch with her like two or three times in a year. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, right. It's one thing to do like a Puffy, like P. Diddy, like, you know, band camp kind of situation where you got them working and walking across the bridge for cheesecakes and, you know, and doing that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it's another thing to be like, you know, I'm going to tell you when to sleep, eat, mm-hmm. what to wear, you know. And granted, yeah, it's one-sided.
Sound like jail.
How about that? Mm-hmm. I mean, we only know the one side, of course,
right.
The story
right.
of the three that got away or decided to leave, put it that right. way.
Yeah, I wonder how they got away.
Maybe they just gave up and was like, okay, this is stupid. I feel stupid.
Just the right. career thing is not going to happen.
You know, well, one of them was his assistant for like a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two, I think, you know, I guess they were probably, maybe they aged out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Say, you too old.
You know what I'm saying? You're 20, and you're about to be in your 20s. Get out of here.
And he probably rotate them too. Like once they get like in the 22, 23, he kick them out and just bring in a new, you know.
Just saying.
Sort of like Menudo.
Well, I don't know if they got touched, but yeah, like Menudo. Hmm. On the professional scale. Once you get too old, you gotta get out of here. Your voice change, gotta get right. out the group. You know, lose. Oh my gosh, I was about to say something. But I can't say what I want to say.
If I could say anything to R. Kelly right now, just tell him whatever you do, don't go to that hotel room to retrieve your football cards.
How about that?
Because mm-hmm. it sounds like a setup.
Well, don't go to the hotel room with a loaded weapon. And you know what I mean by loaded weapon. Don't go to the hotel room with a loaded weapon thinking you're going to get your baseball cards back.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm saying?
Just,
if you just mind your business, and do what you're supposed to be doing, there would be no problems.
No.
All right, OJ. I mean, R. Kelly.
Well, we shall shortly have the sauces follow this as much as they can. I mean, if they don't get hungry and don't want
to, you know, they'll forget
follow no more.
They'll forget, but it's fine.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know me, I'm gonna pay attention if I can. Mm-hmm. I need to go on Twitter.
We know you and a couple others. Well,
I'm just saying.
And you know what's funny though? The FBI and all of them, they say it's not really a missing person or anything like that. They've been talking to you. You know where they are. They know where
right.
you are. So
yeah, the parents
there's
can.
There's nothing we can do.
Right. Which is really sad.
And I mean, again, who's going to talk to the parents that are going to knowingly open, walk their hen to the edge of the wolf cave and throw them in there? If that's what you believe.
Right. Well, I think like.
Oh, are those dollar signs I see?
Yeah,
well, the mom said she admitted it. She was just like, you know, I thought like I would get to be around and be like a stage mom, and I thought that, you know, then the other parent was like, you know, I guess they were like, yeah, it's R. Kelly. I mean, he was acquitted. It was fine. I didn't think anything would be bad. You know,
that's how you get him.
Saying. On this situation, there's no alleged.
We don't even know if the story's true.
Yeah,
no, it's true. They said they fact checked, and the only thing they didn't do was put out somebody's name.
We've heard some people's opinions on what's going on. That's what we've heard.
But if you have,
if it was true, R. Kelly would have been like, "Hey,
oh come on,
can y'all mind your business on what I got going on over here?"
Did I not just? Say what he just
exactly. He said he's going to clear his name because clearly he feels it's not true.
Come on, I mean that's what pedophiles do.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Is there someone?
Perfect example: the one who was messing with all the kids in PG.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, come on. I mean, it didn't really go down like that. They have you on video, like you have. I mean, there are witnesses.
When he gets his tag, then we'll label him as a pedophile.
Oh, I'm still going to.
We understand what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm still going to.
All right. So again, alleged.
I feel like I'm not the only person out there.
Kelly get locked up. Oh man. Woo.
Ain't nothing gonna happen to him if
you don't think so.
Nah.
He'll
probably try to buy his way through some security, or somebody's gonna. You know, he'll pass over a pack of oodles to doodles. He'd be fine.
I don't know.
And some Marvel lights
or something.
Pedophile
shit?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay. People fall for anything. So. And the debate continues.
There you go. Mine was telling them no.
But his body!
That was good. That was no.
That was frightening.
Okay.
I wish they could see your face.
Yeah,
very
right.
Scary.
I put everything into that.
You
shit.
Did.
God damn it. That concludes my diagnosis, y'all. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot more coming.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. As I always like to say, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate it. And speaking of sharing the show, we've got some feedback. One person reached out and say, hey, this is where I am. This is where I'm living.
Okay.
Very surprised.
Cool.
Oh, and BT Dub, sorry, we didn't read it last week. We forgot. No. Any of the feedback, we forgot.
It didn't, not that we forgot. Oh, it didn't come through.
Right, I'm sorry. It got all caught up in.
After we recorded last
week. Yeah, it got caught up. My bad. Let's go with that. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. It really, it got caught up in emails and stuff. So thank you so much for sending it. We really appreciate it that you took the time out to say, hey, I'm here. So let's see. The subject says, hey guys and queen. I love the show. I don't know how I found your podcast, but I've been listening for about 9 months. I live in Paris. Bonjour.
Au revoir.
What the fuck?
I fucked up.
I hate you. You just made me snort.
Okay.
I live in Paris. And I'm an expat coming from D.C. though I'm a Florida native. I feel less sad when I hear those talking about what's going on and sharing your insights and camaraderie. Since the last show I listened to, I delay until I need to be cheered up or laugh while walking alone in the French streets. They might think you crazy. Okay. Anyway, Queen asks, was anyone listening? I am. I appreciate you getting together and doing the show. Happy Deepster. And this is from Sean. I have to read it the way it says. Pronounce Sean, because it's S-A-N. Pronounce Sean. Yeah, I know the spelling, but hey, that's life.
Here we go.
Thanks, Sean.
You see?
My man.
Yay.
New Mexico. You see how easy that was, New Mexico?
See, I don't know if that's a... I'm going to go with that's a lady.
Oh, that's a lady?
Because of S-A-N.
Oh, boy.
It don't matter. Whatever.
Yeah.
We don't care. Male, female.
My dad.
If you're a female, be careful walking them streets.
Hey.
Right, so.
I don't know though. If you're walking down the streets laughing and just wilding out, I don't think anybody's going to bother you.
No.
Though.
No.
Because they would be like, oh. Mademoiselle is. How do you say crazy? In French. I don't know. Because I'll say loco in Spanish. I don't know.
All right.
But yeah, they probably think she's crazy or he's crazy. So, I don't know.
And be careful out there. But I'm glad we're able to bring a smile to your face. It brings a smile to my face.
Yeah.
Do you hear it in my voice?
That's right.
Yep. Hey. And I love Paris. I may hit you up when I'm there.
Till
next time. Because I love Paris.
Keep listening.
Right?
We have 2 niggas in Paris.
How you know that? You just automatically assume.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be traveling with someone.
So wouldn't that make it 3? Okay.
All right.
Anyway. Anywho, you don't even know with Sean. You know, you don't know. I mean, granted, I just said
that's Wesley.
Female, but you don't know.
What you know about Paris?
Well, Paris has, I think it's just like a land where like.
Feel free to tap out.
Well. Paris is like where the beach is.
Oh, wait a minute.
And you could swim.
I think that's the Eiffel Tower, not the
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, we're talking about like really France, not
French.
France. Yes. We're not talking about like Vegas or yeah. If you don't know, it's cool.
Okay.
Maybe you haven't gotten there yet in school. I don't know.
Maybe in 3rd grade I might learn it.
Maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Something to learn.
Geography, here
you
it comes.
You gotta crawl before you walk.
I'm saying next time I see you, I need a French word.
Okay.
Okay, next time.
French fries.
No, not that.
I think I learned one when you was reading the paper.
Okay,
what did I say?
The high?
Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Bonjour.
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 That was better than die. Hey, you one step
ahead. Man, look, I know.
True that, though.
He went straight Hawaiian on us.
That's probably the word I might can give you.
I need another one, though.
Okay.
Next time.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Clips.
Moving on. A little bit more feedback. Okay, so this one, I didn't even read it, so I don't even know what it's about. Okay, let's see. First off, I'll send my prayers to the young lady regarding last episode's question as well. Now, I agree with Queen as far as going through the courts. Okay, this was a question about
the young lady with the three sons.
Right, and it was kind of like in the relationship that was abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay. Just because I like the way this sounds. Now, I agree with Queen as far as going through the courts.
Yeah, that's why you like the way it sounds.
That sentence over right, and over right, again.
You didn't hear me? Now, I agree with Queen.
Once again.
No, I'm kidding.
Start again.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Now, I agree with Queen as far as going through the courts. It's simply the safest way to go about it. The process is stressful, but again, the safest. Before I get to that option, I would
actually said the same thing, but go ahead and agree with Queen.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with Queen.
No. She loves to hear it.
Right. I would sit with my three boys down and explain in detail why the father isn't around and why I would be hesitant to allow him to come around, period. If the child or kids decide they still want to see him, then and only then would I go the court route. Main thing is they must know. I wouldn't keep the past a secret. Eventually, questions will come up the older they get. I also understand where Mark was coming from as trying to understand why. Was it provoked? Did she trigger something? But as Furious Style stated, it's happened more than once, and two out of the three kids was involved. With that said, I don't need an answer to why. I'll need an answer to where is this nigga at? My next question is, where's the uncles, the cousins, hell, even a male friend? If the court option is too much, sending one of them should be a good replacement. Some kids just want to know, no matter how negative the sperm donor can be, they still want that question answered. Go ahead and answer with details and be as safe as you can. If I'm my brother and I find out, he gets all these hands on site. It's not BTG.
Uh-oh.
You gonna get this work.
That's right.
That's what's up. You gonna get this work. Okay.
Cuzzo, got your voicemail. I didn't think it was for the show beyond the hello to the rest of the crew. But I did get your thing, so I'll be hitting you up. We'll wrap.
Cool. All right. Let me take a quick sip.
I'm all white. I'm nervous.
Better be. The show's gonna get better.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Let it ride.
Uno mas. Since we're talking about the lady with the three sons. So this one says, on the unfortunate woman with the three sons and the abusive ex.
Is the woman unfortunate or is the situation unfortunate?
I'm assuming that's what they meant.
I'm being an ass. I'm sorry.
I don't know. But anyway, hey, don't be messing, just bursting up that they actually wrote in.
I know, I'm sorry.
And had the balls to write in or the vagina. I don't know. Yeah, we don't know what they got.
Right. Yeah, sure. We only got two of them.
Gotta catch myself.
Oh, well,
wait a minute.
Anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. I think I would contact a family counselor if she wasn't ready. She should have all her sons express themselves in a safe space, all three. Who knows what the older kids have said to their younger sibling? I think it's best to be as transparent as possible while not coming off like she's trying to vilify his father. If for some reason that it's not an option, I would contact the court and see what kind of supervised visitation can happen. I'm not a counselor either, but I wouldn't send my baby off to someone who could possibly hurt him because he hasn't gotten all his stuff together, or emotionally hurt their son to be spiteful, or again, because he hasn't gotten it together. Kids aren't stupid. No need to make his judgment for him, but no need to put him in an unsafe or stressful situation. A third party could keep it neutral. Jay-Z and Bay now know how to get us talking, which is true. Real talk. What married couple is going to say they're cheating just to sell records? Either genius move or the jigga just cheated. They said jigga, not nigga. Why reference Future and Eric Benet, who both lost their ladies specifically because they cheated and with multiple people? And how many people who aren't famous have infidelity and keep it moving? Doc's impression of Jay-Z, though, classical comedic. Shout out to... I'm sorry, I just snorted again. Second time on the show. Shout out to Slits Malt Liquor. Not Cold 45, right? Right.
Slits Malt Liquor.
You
baby.
Got it right.
Okay. That's right. That's right.
Who knows?
Every time.
Okay. Who knows? They could have had some issues with her cultivating her career and the Lost Ones track Brother B played. And since Queen asked where the ladies at, and especially on the Dating Sucks episodes, I'm always listening. I started with the Dating Sucks episodes first. Okay. That's how you found us. Okay. I put my home on it and he lives in Dubai. Wait, let me see. I put my homie on it and he lives in Dubai. So you have international listeners listening.
Getting by the way
with help of the IDS crew. Hey, I like Dubai. It was nice. Love the show. Hey, Sean.
I do Black Bull.
Black Bull? There's a black one?
I do buy Bull.
What does that mean?
You like Dubai? I do.
Okay. You know what? Okay, I'll smack you. So this is from Sean again. And Sean says, pronounce Sean because black parents are creative.
It's embarrassing.
You said what?
Nothing.
Okay. You won't cut that whisper.
Well, all right.
Anyway.
So okay, so we got listeners in Dubai.
Cool, and Patty.
What? Oui.
You know what? Okay.
Oh, okay.
See what you started? We're gonna have to show you a map. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's gonna be
No, we'll be okay.
I see y'all moves.
You see us moving?
Are you like that?
I don't know what that is, but yeah, I see y'all moves.
Oh, okay. You can dance better? Is that what you're trying to say?
Huh?
You saying you can dance better?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I see y'all moves.
I think he was just coming for the queen.
No.
No, he's
that is beheading in most countries.
I couldn't see what you was doing. What was you doing?
I'm working the controllers.
No. What move would you know for the song?
Hey, Doc, can you tell him what my famous move is?
You tell him.
Yeah. It's called Cut Your Mic Off.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, wait, what?
He'll cut your mic off and nobody will be able to hear you, man.
Yeah, try to talk. Okay. Yeah, you don't hear yourself in the word, do you? Yeah, that's my move.
You got a little sad face.
That's right, my go-to move.
But anyway, thank you for sharing the show.
A little sad emoji.
Right, okay. Happy Emoji Day. Thank you for sharing the show, Sean.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm saying.
International love.
International love.
Let's give some
U.S. love, too. You know, sending a shout out to Stone from Forget That Yo and Off That Drank.
Okay.
He posted a picture of him listening to, you know, IDS today.
Absolutely.
Cool. And
he should look so sexy on the radio console.
Okay, done it. Okay.
Yes, down.
Okay. And shout out to Rashani. For giving us love as well. Single simulcast. Shout out to him. You know, those dudes always, responding and
ride or die.
You know, sharing the show.
That's smurfly.
Greatly appreciate that. So, before we get into the new question, Doc, I wanted to ask you one of the questions we asked on the dating show. Okay?
Okay.
Let's see. Because I'm interested because, you know, since you're married, I'm very interested in how you answer this
question.
Let
it ride.
So when does comfort in a relationship go from a good thing to a bad thing? How can you tell the difference?
Comfort?
When does comfort in a relationship go from a good thing to a bad thing? And how can you tell the difference?
That's an excellent question, I don't know if it's a real time limit. I guess it depends on the individuals, you know. Some people just, I guess, you know, give up, you know. I don't know. I guess it depends on the individual. One person may give up on the comfort quicker than the other person. You know, one person may feel comfortable, the other person may not feel comfortable. You know, I don't know. That's a good one.
I'm sorry. Did you answer it?
No, I did. Mm. I guess it depends on each individual relationship.
When does comfort in a relationship go from a good thing to a bad thing?
Well, I guess, like, all right, if you're comfortable in your relationship and you have a partner that's like, you know, we don't do this anymore, we don't do all that anymore, you know, I mean, I don't know whether, you know, if one person is comfortable just, you know, the way it is and the other person isn't, I mean, if it's that much, if it's that big of a deal, maybe, you know, you guys don't need to be together. But as far as the time limit, when, I'm pretty sure, though, I would say probably maybe a year in. Okay. Because you know, from the beginning to that year, you know, everything is all spontaneous. You're holding hands, you know, you're getting her extra cheese on the cheeseburgers, and everything is beautiful. You're holding her hand and you're opening the door for her to get in the car and stuff like that. You know, some people, you know, like, some people it might not even be that long. Some people might even be 6 months. You know, and then, you know, him or her, why don't we go to the movies anymore like we used to? Why don't we go out to eat and all that kind of stuff? And to the other person, it may be he or she may think, you know, everything is still cool. You know, so.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, I'm curious also, too, since I posted it on, wait, did you post? Okay. On Facebook, you know, don't be afraid, folks out there, to answer the question. And we'd love to hear what you think. So the next time we do the dating show, we can, you know, bring it up and talk about it again. Even if it's on the FB page, we still, you know, won't necessarily, you know, put your name in it. We may do a variation of your name, so you don't have to be shy. Or you can send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com and we can read it.
That's just, as a matter of fact, it's just like the show. We might get so comfortable into doing our certain segments and stuff as to, you know, as opposed to, you know, trying to bring something fresh or new to the show or new ideas or something like that, you know? Maybe you just get set in your ways. You just get comfortable in it, and that's it.
Okay. What's the question du jour?
Okay, so giving a little backdrop before I get directly into the question. In this world that we live in today, we tend to be a lot quicker to be. Some of us, I should say, tend to be a lot quicker to be defensive upon people approaching us, you know, on the street or what have you. So a lot of us kind of lead with sort of our guards up, you know, like you could be walking down the street and somebody, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me. You're instantly like, what the fuck do you want? You know, as opposed to being receptive to, they might tell you, it's toilet paper on your shoes, you know, whatever. But this question is interesting. If you were in a mall or if you were about town or what have you, and you were trying your best to take a picture with you and your kid or you and your girlfriend or you and your wife or something like that, and you just couldn't really, like, really get a good angle or whatever. You know, you're just trying your best to just get different pictures and stuff. If someone were to walk up to you and say, hey, I saw you struggling to take your picture, and at the vantage point where I was sitting, I actually had some real nice angles of you guys. So I took these pictures on my phone. I don't know if you want to give me your email address. I could forward them to you. I'm even willing to give you my phone now, and you can delete them out of my phone after I forward them to you. I saw you guys struggling, and I just, you know, saw a great opportunity to help out. So I did. Here are the pictures I took. What would be your reaction?
What, Stalky McStalk?
Right.
Honestly, right. That would be, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but that would be the first, like, thought, because, you know, we're human, we're, you know, used to having our guard up, mm-hmm. You know, with certain situations, and I don't know, like, I would find that where the person really genuinely may have tried to be helpful, I would have found that a little creepy. And then I would be like, why would I give this person my email address? I'm like, and I mean, a whole bunch of things would be rolling through my mind. I'm like, are you going to sell my email? You about to spam me to death? Like, what is about to pop off? Instead of that, now, depending on how the conversation went, I could be like, hey, can you just use take my phone and take a picture of us? And let's make, you know, or I would be like, hey, you know, I really appreciate that. But we're good. You know, thank you. Yes, please feel free to delete those pictures. but no, we're good, you know, because it's like, and not trying to sound funny, but it's like if anybody's ever been to Rome and has gone to the, I can't remember if it's the Tivoli fountain, there are like a billion people around there, but there are also people that you could tell that used to make money before people started taking selfies. They have cameras and they'll take pictures of you for you, or they'll take your phone and they'll take pictures of you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's like, nah, I'm good. Cause you know, it's like, I don't know what you about to do. If I pass over my phone, there's like a million people here. You might disappear into the crowd. Right. I don't know what you're going to do, you know? Or if I say, okay, thank you so much for taking a picture, you'll be like, that'll be $5.50. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. You know, I thought you were being kind and taking my picture and you charging me to do this. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like the same thing. Like I'd be, you know, a little leery of a person coming to me and or coming, you know, coming to me and doing that, especially if I had a kid, you know, like you said, there might be a child with you or a significant other or whatever, you know, because if it was a kid, it really would be creepy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be taking random pictures of me and my kid. Right. Like, that's gross.
Right. Using up your little storage and all that shit on your phone.
I mean.
But you know what though, right off the break, like you said, I'm gonna be skeptical, right? But I'm also look at the person, like if it's an older person that look like they retired and they don't had nothing else better to do, and maybe they call themselves trying to be nice or whatever. I don't know. Perhaps.
You watch the Family Guy. But if it's some, there's an old dude on the Family Guy that's very molesty. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
But I mean, if it's some old dude that just look like he cruddy and you know, I took pictures of your family, I have some nice angles right here and this and that, this and that, I'm like, no, I probably won't give him any information. But then again, with all intents and purposes, I probably just say, nah, I'm good. If I couldn't get a good angle, how you get a good angle? How the fuck you know? Why are you looking at me and my family that hard? You know what I'm saying? Don't you? You know? You ain't nothing better to do, you know. Okay. All you do is just walk around looking for opportunities to take pictures of other people's family who can't take a picture. God damn it! I don't know. But more than likely, I'll probably be like, "Nah, I'm good, man. I got this."
So, what would you do about the pictures that they're showing you is on their phone of you and?
Well, I can't do too much about that. I mean, you know, it's just. What you want me to do?
I'm asking you.
I don't know. I can't snatch the phone and delete shit or break the phone. But I'd be like, those are some nice pictures. But you know, I got some good ones here. I think, you know, I got that one. I had that one too. You know, like, yeah, I'm good. You know, so I don't need yours. Thanks anyway. You know, you want some coffee? I'll buy you a cup of coffee. So. It's the dog. Nah, but. I ain't giving you no information. It ain't gonna be that easy, buddy. No, sir.
I think for me, I mean, I'm a skeptical person by nature. So for me, I would kind of be a little taken off. If it was like me and my girl or something like that, I don't think my guards would be as up as it would be if it was like me and my little kid or something like that. I think I'd be a little bit more like, dude, what you doing type shit. Yeah, I mean, if they're being forthright and, you know, willing to hand their phone over to me to erase the pictures myself and just be like, you know, what have you, then, you know, I it wouldn't make me feel more comfortable. because my next thought would be like, damn, you probably sent them to yourself already and whatever. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And you know what, an iPhone, well, I don't know what Androids, but iPhone, you can delete a picture, but then you have to go into that file, the other file, that says, no, not even the cloud. There's another thing on your phone where, you know, things go and it says recently deleted. Mm-hmm. So if you don't go there, you can restore the picture and put it back on your phone. So, you know what I'm saying? If your mind's right, you'd be like, let me delete it from here. Now let me go in that folder and delete it from there. And, you know, hopefully it already hasn't gone on the cloud. You know what I mean?
You know, can I tell you where this question came from?
Creepy.
I was actually in the mall yesterday, and I just sat down for a minute just to kind of just chill and taking a day. And where I was sitting, there was a fountain, and on the other side of the fountain, there was like a little bridge passing over the little water that was in the mall.
Yeah.
And hold on, I'm about to call.
Must have been in Rockville or some shit.
Oh, man.
Shit, I ain't
seen
those.
So, while I was sitting there, and I must have sat, and I had got some Auntie Anne's, I had some lemonade and pretzels. But while I was sitting there, I was watching this lady with her infant, and she was trying to take pictures of her infant with the water behind them, and the kid was, of course, was nothing out about the water and all over. She just couldn't get a good picture. But where I was sitting, I was thinking to myself, like, damn, if she could see what I could see from where I'm sitting, this is an awesome-ass picture. And it just made me think, if I would have taken this picture and went to her and said, hey, you know.
Creepy.
How would that be received?
Mm-hmm. Now, I wonder if it would have been different if you would have been like, ma'am, look, I noticed you're struggling taking a picture. Would you like me to help you? Would you like me to take it for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, and sometimes life is about the approach where it doesn't seem like it's uncomfortable and doesn't seem like it's
right,
creepy.
And you don't look like a creep.
Right. And it seems like it's coming from like a genuine place. Like, you know, because I've been out and I've seen people trying to take pictures. I'm like, y'all want me to take the picture for you?
Right.
Because I see y'all having problems. You want me to do it? You know, and they're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You know, we really appreciate it. So maybe if you would have approached her and would have said, hey, I see you struggling. You know, would you like me to try to take a picture of you guys?
Right.
You know, maybe
but
she
the only
be okay.
Issue with that is, even though you're 100% right with that, only issue with that is I've now lost the vantage point from where I was sitting, and now it's just another picture next to the water. As opposed from where I was sitting, it was like, just, it was kind of hard to explain from where the water was, where they were. It almost looked like one of those, what do you call
pictures.
Those? Yeah, what are those, those pictures that we used to take at the studio,
not a glamour shot.
Glamour shot type shit. Yeah,
yeah,
it was like really, it was really a nice look.
But still, it would have been still weird because you can't be like, hey, let me take your phone and I'm going to walk back, three steps back.
Then when you turn around,
you
I won't
saying?
Be here.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You can't, you know, and it was a really nice gesture.
Yeah.
But it would have been creep mode. So whatever your instinct told you to say, don't do it.
I just said didn't giggle.
Right. Shit. You know what I'm saying? It was like your instinct.
I'm trying
right.
to figure out what mall with the water fountains and the water. What you call it? What you have? And the over bridges and
shit. It's Annapolis Mall.
Okay. Oh yeah. I figured it was that far out. I ain't been in that joint in a minute.
It's not that far.
Hey, you're right, though. It's about, what, 40, 35 minutes?
No.
Depending on traffic.
20 tops?
Yeah, right. The way you drive.
No.
Actually, even the way I drive nowhere near as fast as him, and I could still get there in about 20 minutes.
Now, if I drive.
Oh, no.
I can fuck around and get there 15 minutes if I drive.
Yeah, I'm like, no. But,
yeah.
Do not drive as fast and scary as that one.
All right.
Fast and furious.
It's a straight shot, literally. Yeah. It's like boom, 50. We know where Annapolis Mall
is. I know where it is.
And so you used to, you know, you ain't never did it. Well, might be slow on the trail. You used to doing it in the Grumman Olsen.
Right. Exactly. So. Yeah. You got a point there.
So yeah. Well, Queen, before we jump off that, if anyone wants to chime in.
Please hit us up, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. Is B a creep or nah? No, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute.
I'm kidding.
Hey, stop the picture.
I'm kidding.
I'm just always in thinking about my deepstress mode.
I kid.
Topics to talk about. Well, as previously requested during our break, we shall honor that request. So, Master Wesley wants to talk some football.
Hey guys, I wanted to talk some football. No smack talking. I ain't.
Don't talk football without smack talking. I mean, this football 101. But go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll follow your lead, sir.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Well, I'm a huge Redskins fan, a diehard Redskins fan, and I want to know the Redskins didn't do so good last year, but they did pretty good.
That's right.
But we gotta practice, I think if. Like, Kirk Cousins, he is nothing wrong, but, when he's about to start the play and about to snap the ball, he just gotta get the thinking and know where to throw. Because the NFC could have won the Pro Bowl. And the Redskins could have won a lot of games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think Wes is absolutely.
Now, do you understand though, uh-huh, that a majority of the games that were lost by the Redskins,
yes,
were lost, yes, because of the defense, not because of Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I know, because Kirk Cousins, he does think a lot. You're like, hey. You like that?
Kirk Cousins is arguably top 10 quarterback in the league.
Wait, I have a question. So, Wes, what do you think about him not signing a contract and about him being a free agent? And I think they said he's making $24
million. Well, to stay with the Redskins?
Mm-hmm.
Well, He's a really good quarterback for the Redskins, so I think he should stay. But he can make an offer to another team. But
$24 million though? $24 million. Is he worth that though? Be honest, come on now.
Well,
you die hard, like way more than me. I can't say more than Doc. I really can't. Well, can't say more than B.
That is a lot of money. That is okay. A lot of money. So I think he should stay.
I mean, okay.
And now down to let's see what do you want me to
Doc.
Doc.
Mr. Doc.
Yeah, let's Mr. Doc. I like that boy. He used to call me Mr. I think you're right. $24 million is enough for that daggone boy. You know what I'm saying? He's proved himself a little. Okay, now let's just see how his longevity is, how long he's going to keep up the good work. You know what I'm saying? And Brian had a point, too. We need to, step up on the defense. Okay. We can use a little work on that offensive line too, but I don't know. I think some of the choices that they made during the offseason I didn't really agree with.
Like what?
That getting rid of DeSean Jackson and all that type of shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we should have got rid of them
for what they wanted to get paid. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Well,
my thing is this though. You got to look at the bigger picture. Why have someone on your team that doesn't want to be there?
Mm-hmm.
We were willing to pay them what the market bared. And they were like, oh, fuck no, we want to go elsewhere. Okay. If you don't want to be here, I don't want you here. And I damn sure I'm not going to overpay to try to change your mind. You've made it clear that you don't want to be here. Adios. And on both of them, you have maybe, if you're lucky, 2 more productive years. If you're lucky. You know, Deshaun don't play a whole season anyway. Fast as fuck. I love him for what, you know, but he's a one-trick pony. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's actually a two-trick pony. So either he's going to burn you or he's going to be a hell of a decoy. That's it. While he's on the field, and which was, you know, never 16 games. So, I mean, we replaced them with, we have a hell of a receiving core. Only thing I'm worried about our receiving core right now is keeping it intact. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We got a group of, you know the old saying, you know, hungry puppies. Man, these puppies are starving.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And see, that's been our problem. You know, for a lot of years, man, we used to go out and get these, you know, used to be famous people, exactly. Man, and you know, that's pretty much played out and give them all this money. That goddamn right. Daniel Snyder, give them all this money. Then they come and get banged up, or for some reason they
get what they came for, a payday.
Yeah, well,
payday. Yeah. They get fat and lazy, and that's it.
There you go. Hungry puppies. We need a lot more.
We got starving puppies, right. And I'm gonna tell you, if you just do me a favor, if you have some free time, go on Twitter and type him Terrell Pryor. Watch this Bama's daily workouts. This dude does not take time. I mean, this dude is getting it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And okay. What he's doing is infectious to the rest of the squad, because they all looking at him like, oh, wait a minute. Boom, boom. So now they all training around the clock.
Yeah, they know they're going to have to keep
man. Trying to tell you, dude. Okay. These little youngsters.
Okay.
You know, they all have right. a lot. I'm coming to you real quick, Rusty.
I was going to say, Wes got to get in.
They have a lot to fill the shoes of what Jackson and Garcon has accomplished.
Okay.
You know, true indeed. We could have kept one of them, I would have loved to have kept Garcon.
Okay.
You know, right, Jackson, yeah. I was ready to let him go, honestly. Right. But, I mean,
yeah,
I'm good with what we got.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
I think this offseason was one of our most productive off seasons in the last 20 years.
Okay.
We went across the board and addressed. We touched every area of need that we had.
Doug Williams in the office. What y'all think about that?
That's a good look.
Good.
Do you know who Doug Williams is, Wes?
Doug Williams?
Uh-huh.
Well, I can think of a number.
Yes. What?
19. Number 19?
17.
Hey, there you go right there. There you go right there. All right, my man. Okay.
Was he born in 2010? No,
but
not even 10.
You know what, though? I think even if you were young and you were a Redskin fan, black quarterback, Doug Williams, 17, Super Bowl, stuff like that. I think that kind of something. I don't know.
And back to the defense. Well, Ryan, we got a lot of defense good players, but... like, if we could get some more good defense players, and we did. We did. We picked up some real good defense player. And for a second, it was a nice day for the Redskins fans. Because it was funny to know when the Redskins picked up some players, the Eagles fans started the area was cleared out of Eagles fans.
Man, I was.
We were
at the draft together.
And one more thing. I don't want to never see a Lombardi Trophy in Philadelphia again.
Oh, now wait a minute. What team does your dad root for?
Philly. Oh. And are you serious? Wait. See, I was born in Philly, but where was I raised at?
Where were you raised at?
Right. I was raised here.
Say it one more time.
I was raised in Maryland.
And he got it right. Too.
That's right. In Maryland.
He said, in Maryland.
That's right. That's right.
That's what's up.
See, Daddy, my dad, if you want to be an Eagles fan, you gotta visit Philly sometimes.
That's right. Yeah, how about that? Your dad don't never go to Philly, do it.
Well, he does. He goes to see my grandma.
He's talking about these DMV.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, he ain't talking about
Eagles
that.
Fans.
Ah, gotcha.
Right, yeah. But their ankle bracelets and their parole officers don't allow them to go that far out of the state.
Exactly.
Or else,
and they took
their
batteries.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, and don't even talk about that other dreadful team. So let me ask you this, Master Wesley.
Yes. Sir,
who do you think is going to win the NFC East this year?
In the Pro Bowl?
No, who's the NFC East? Who's going to win the division?
The division. Well, let's see. Well, if Redskins can get a good season this year, and they can make it to the playoffs, like the division, I think it's it. And like we have to go against like a team that we know we can beat. We can't just, like, it might be a hard team. We might can beat that hard team. But here's the thing. When you're in the division, you're like a little nervous to go in the game. Because, got it, like, you don't know, like, man, what? Like, some quarterbacks be like, man, gotta. Can't be playing around now, cause this is a super exciting chance for me. And yeah.
Okay, so you have So in our division, we have the Redskins, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys. Who's going to come in first place?
Well, I'm hoping the Redskins. But okay.
Who's
Eagles,
coming in second place?
Second place should be. The Cowboys, because they got a good running back and quarterback.
He might be in jail, so.
That is true.
Who's coming in third place?
Giants.
Giants? Yes. And who's going to be bringing up their rear in last place?
Well, I'm sorry. Well, Eagles fans, I'm sorry to say, but Eagles, y'all have to go out the defeat, because... Y'all got a good quarterback, but like y'all got to work on the defense and the offense. The offense is good, but the defense, because when you're going against the Redskins, the Redskins offense don't play against y'all. Don't play like no. I'm talking about they don't play games. Mm-hmm. They play serious. So y'all got a good wide receiver. But, see, we got a new running back. And running back might be really good.
Might pan out.
All right.
Because when I saw the highlights of him running, it was a good highlight.
All right.
Cool. Can't say nothing bad.
All right. That was good, Wes.
Thank you there, Master Wesley, with the football update, NFC East. Hey. Maybe next time you come back, we can speak more about the rest of the other divisions and maybe get into some basketball and all that other good stuff that we normally don't do on the show. But, hey, you're here, so we're there.
Yep.
So, we normally do when we close this show out. We're going to switch it up a little bit for Master Wesley. So, Master Wesley, we need you to give a shout out to anybody or any place that you would like at this point.
I want to give a shout out to my mom, Mrs. Queen.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Aww.
Mr. Doc and Mr. Bigby. And my whole entire family. And my dad's family.
All right.
Okay, we're gonna have to get rid of his dad and keep him.
Right.
He did a much done better and job. Done.
Okay.
Don't go too far.
Nope. I'm
and he
right
combs
on point.
His hair too. I love it.
Right
that.
On point. Yeah, I was waiting for that.
All right, doctor.
Anywho. Let me see. Two fingers to my new job. I love my people, so I don't have to work that hard. Still get that cheese. I love y'all, man.
Get that point.
Right. Let me see. One finger. I ain't even gonna say to the heat. Let me see. One finger. I'm a trumpet up. One finger to trump. My every day you just smile. Something wrong with you. And impeachment. Y'all think this man gonna last? Yeah, you don't know. Get him out. I think they should get him out of there, man. He ain't doing that. Shit. I think we should get him up out of there. He ain't doing that. All he doing is pointing fingers, blaming other people for doing stuff. And when are you going to do something? How about that? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know.
Yeah. Queen of Queen.
And R. Kelly, cut that shit out.
His mind is telling him no. Okay.
On my body.
Was that one better?
Fuck
no. No. Let's see. Two fingers. You know what? I'll put my two fingers on.
Oh, you scared me. You was like,
right.
I know.
Right.
I was being funny because y'all can see me. I'm going to give my two fingers to Sean. That's spelled differently.
Right.
Because, you know, he or she has a black family. So.
That's a he she.
Well, I said he or she because I'm still not really sure.
I got to be a dude.
I don't know. I think it's a lady. Really? You know what? To be honest with you, I don't know. And I don't even care. I'm still just going to send you a shout out. One.
Yeah. How about that?
For sharing the show. Because we always talk about people sharing the show.
Cool.
And for listening. In another goddamn country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How about that?
And we're passing it on to somebody listening.
We're international chops.
You know what I mean? And then passing it on to somebody else that's listening to us in another goddamn country.
In Dubai.
You know what I'm just saying?
All right. We're international.
Shout out to Dubai. I like Dubai. I got to go back so I can actually go. You cannot make it through that mall in one day if you're a normal human being. So, but
it's huge.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. But. Yeah. So anyway, so shout out to Sean.
Shout out Sean.
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 I thought we weren't doing the one. So I don't really have a one finger. So.
Okay.
So I always like to send another. I'm going to do a doc and send my other. Instead of a one, I'm going to do another two for Master Wesley for joining us on the show today. And you know.
Yep. Anytime.
Listen to this one.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
First show,
right? I mean, y'all haven't taped shows when I wasn't around, right?
Nope. First show.
Let me
find him. Like, he don't even know. He's like, I've been doing this.
He sat in here while we were doing some equipment stuff.
Oh, okay. I was like, let me find out. He's like, no, I've been doing this all my life. So this is like my second show. Like, I've been on other ones, but. But yeah, so shout out to you for joining us today. I was a little like, just because, you know, you're sitting in on grown folks' business.
Oh, I wouldn't say anything. I know you were good. I would just listen.
You were really good.
I would say you were definitely doing better than your dad. Because your dad, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, you were having conversation with us. You were going back and forth. You got really excited when we started talking about the skins. You know, so you know, I give you props for that.
Your radio talent for me.
So thank you for joining
us.
No,
he doesn't.
No,
I don't.
Oh,
Hey man, speaking of Mike, man, the people been asking for you. The people been asking for you, man. At least say hello to the people real quick, man. Yeah, man. Other side.
You forgot.
Look, hello, people.
He don't even remember.
How's everybody?
What to do?
In case y'all forgot, that's the 15WA. He popped in real quick.
My dad been on work.
AKA Nappy Scrappy.
Saw it. But tomorrow, we're going to go see a movie.
Yeah. Oh, cool, man. What you going to see?
Spider-Man. The new Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Homecoming.
Okay. All right.
For the first time?
Okay. I saw a little bit of it, but it was a bad copy on my Fire Stick.
Oh, bootleg John.
Oh,
you did the bootleg John.
The bootleg apple doesn't fall far from the bootleg tree.
Man, oh man. All right.
Two fingers. Two fingers to family, man. Two fingers to keeping that inner circle tight and right. And you know what? Two fingers for the second half of this year. I have a feeling this second half of this year is going to be a doozy for me. I might be broke come January 1st, but I think it's going to be a wild ride.
Meh.
Well, maybe not January 1st. Maybe by about January...
the 3rd?
18th.
Okay.
I'll be officially broke.
Why so, yeah. Say that?
I got a lot of stuff going on.
You got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah. So that's how that goes. But, yeah, man. It was awesome having always the crew together.
Oh, no.
Awesome having Master Wesley sitting in with us.
Yep.
You did a good job. Bravo, bravo.
I'm glad that you signed that paperwork that said that neither your mom nor dad can sue the In Deep Show for... the likeness of your voice. So we appreciate that. As always, the door is wide open for any time you would like to watch Superman that? And come in and record with us. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But as of right now, we have to get out of here. But as always, in parting, we like to say...
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the
bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house.
Bye, everybody.
Now I want all of you.
Have an awesome summer and awesome week.
Out, damn spot. You